Thank you very much. Welcome back. Let's continue our Monday market review. Randy Martinson, a quiet day yesterday?
It was a really quiet session as far as news is concerned. You know, export inspections weren't released today. That's the one thing we were looking forward to. But because today is a government holiday, you know, besides the government being shut down, it's a government holiday. So we didn't get to see the export inspection numbers. They're going to come out tomorrow. That'll give us some direction. But other than that, there really wasn't a lot of news other than Trump yesterday coming out and calming a lot of nerves about what's going on with China and kind of downplaying things. And that kind of brought a little bit of stability into the marketplace today.
How do we get to see the export inspection numbers, but we can't have WASDE?
Part of it is because who controls that report?
Okay.
The Federal Grain Inspection Service handles the export, the inspection numbers,
yeah.
And they are working. They're considered essential employees because
okay.
they have to do the inspecting of products coming in and out, whereas export sales are done through the Commerce Department, which is a government entity that is not essential and shuts down.
But without Monday afternoon's Harvest Progress Report and some yield data and the monthly WASDE supply-demand estimates, where are farmers getting their info? Social media. From the Price Futures Group, Jack Scoville.
You know, they've been coming out pretty much every week, and there's going to be another big list of harvest results coming, I'm sure, probably tomorrow or the day after. And that'll give us some near-term direction. What I have seen is that yields have been really good out your way. West of Mississippi, the yields look to be at or above APH in corn especially, but also beans. But not that good here east of the Mississippi River, generally at or below APH for corn. Maybe closer to add APH, I'd say, for beans. So the bean crop looks a little better than the corn crop. The corn crop has been suffering here where it was so dry. But we need USDA to make those announcements, and they're not going to be doing that for a while, unfortunately. And that's a problem that we're going to have moving forward. Without that bull being fed, it's going to be tough to keep this thing from falling off just a little bit more.
Jack Scoville on AgriTalk. Also on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon, Garrett Towe, not looking at the 2025 markets, but thinking about next year's planting intentions already.
The market's job with lower prices is to constrict output, right? So if we give a lifeline or a direct payment, that increases everyone's revenue. That does not... It does the opposite of the board, whereas the board's trying to ration, trying to reduce acreage, and this is kind of giving a profitability, and that it's going to encourage production. So, that's the biggest issue here. And
yeah.
Chip, if we were Argentina, we'd probably have our money by now. But that's besides the point. Basically, what it does is it creates an artificial support here from the market. You know, if we had 450 futures right now and 1060 NOVE beans for next year, still, even at those numbers, it still favors corn. But you have to think, obviously the focus is on input prices. You have to kind of believe, if you will, that the input prices will come down a little bit more next year, probably not to the extent that, most of us are hoping for. But, that peak in 2020, 2021, it's just been a slow decline, whereas the futures markets get there a lot quicker.
Garrett Towe, Ag Trader Talk on AgriTalk. This is Inside Agriculture. Coming back one more time right after this break.